Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing.
It's always a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much for being with us. So brother, we talked about so many things in our previous sessions. We talked about the signs that could indicate what's wrong with a child. We talked about the rebuilding behavior, and before rebuilding a child's behavior, what things are needed to be kept in mind, and how often we should go for a rebuilding procedure. Well, I would want to ask you that there are certain parents who complain of a bad behavior of their children. What are the reasons behind this bad behavior?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we look at children as parents, sometimes we focus on a specific issue that the child is going through, and we try to fix one issue at a time. What makes things easier for parents themselves is for them to be educated into how to raise my child or how to raise their child. If we get to learn prior to even having children, it will make our job a lot easier. I know a lot of people, for example, they read a lot of books about how to bring up their children so that when they have children, they know exactly what to do and how to deal with things. And they try to prevent so many things before happening. So when it comes to causes, sometimes, I mean, I'll talk about that, but just as an overview. Sometimes when we do protection always, as we say, better than medication.
Precaution, right? Is better than cure.
So we're trying to protect yourself better than getting the virus and then have to treat yourself, which is going to be a lot harder, a lot difficult, more grueling. So we need to have that protection. So sometimes when it comes to children behavior, if I and you as parents learn and get to know the causes, we can prevent them from happening in the first place.
Yeah.
So if your child has disobedient problems, the child has violent issues, the child not doing what you want to do, or whatever he might be going through, if we knew the reasons prior and tried to work hard enough to eliminate them, then they will not happen in the first place. Why? Because I am very mindful of it.
Yes.
Right? So as parents, we need to understand the causes to a child's behavior. So there are a number of things that we need to understand that causes the child to behave in a way we don't want them to behave, especially we're speaking here from an Islamic perspective.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're not a Muslim or non-Muslim families, they don't care if the child, for example, does something haram or he swears, or it's not a big deal. But for me and you, it's a big deal.
Yes.
So we need to understand the causes that cause our children to do behavior. So our behaviors from an Islamic perspective is much different than behaviors from a Western perspective. So when it comes to their body, right, when it comes to their physical body, the human being themselves, they go through a lot of emotional state.
They got through a lot of feelings. They got even sometimes when it comes to their body itself,
yes,
from the hormones, from everything inside it. When things go wrong, yes, that sometimes manifests itself in a child behavior. So mm-hmm, this needs to be, this is a cause for child to behave in a bad manner.
So one of the causes you said over here is the body itself. The body sometimes may behave like, there could be hormonal change, there could be different change in the body that could be manifested in a child's behavior. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Brother, you were saying that there could be different causes a child has a bad behavior. So the first one gets back to the body of a child. There could be different changes that that could be going through the body, and a child manifests that in the form of a bad behavior.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's even now medically proven that kids with, for example, sicknesses, kids with weak bodies, kids with... who are not getting enough nutritions, it affects their akhlaq, their moral conduct. For example, their anger levels, their stress levels, everything is related to the body. And not just kids, but even us as adults, when we're not getting the right thing of a particular, for example, a vitamin or a mineral that our body requires, it will show on myself, it will show on my behavior. Most people, for example, who get angry, you'll find that they lack a bit of vitamin here and there, or they lack at least nutritions. So all these things causes bad behavior, moral. So that's something that we should always look at.
Yes.
Is their physical health. Okay, so this is one of the causes for children to behave in
a
certain
bad
way.
Manner,
Second thing is their mental state in terms of, as if I want to say, from their intellectuality.
Okay.
Sometimes you have kids who are their brains function in a normal manner.
Mm-hmm.
They process information correctly. They process information in the way that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have kids who lack that mental capacity to process information. So weakness in brain capacity is actually a cause of children to behave bad. And you see a lot of people, actually, I've seen a lot of parents, even publicly, they call themselves dumb, stupid, idiot, and sometimes even they call them animal names because they think that the child himself deliberately doesn't want to do what they want to do, or they done so. Because sometimes when a child does something wrong, we automatically assume that he wanted to do that wrong thing.
All right.
No, not necessarily. It's just because his brain sometimes doesn't have the functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see a child being slow at processing information, you don't just call him stupid and an idiot.
Yes.
That's not the solution, which a lot of parents do, sadly.
Do.
So calling his names because they lack the mental capacity... It's not going to solve the problem. Yeah, not just going to solve the problem, but it's not of their own fault.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes he makes people very smart. Sometimes people are very, you know, in terms of information, they're very low. Their processing capacity is very low. Therefore, we deem them to be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not of their own fault. Sometimes I'm smart, but I just decide not to study, decide not to think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can call me dumb as much as you want. But when I lack, especially for kids, sometimes they're just very slow. So you need to take that into perspective, that when they have a low mental capacity to process information, or they slow at processing because their brains have not developed, they have not, at least not at a stage where it can function at its best, you need to keep that in mind. So that sometimes will result
and bad behavior from the kids. Okay. He doesn't have the mental capacity, so obviously he will do something bad. Okay. So that is also a cause. Not right. only you need to look at his body, but you need to look at his mental state.
As well. So yeah. for now, we said that a body could be sick, there could be a weak body, or there could be something lacking in the nutrition that could result in a bad behavior. That was physically. But in his mental state, he said that we have to say if a child is intellectually normal, if his processing capacity is normal, or if it's lacking. And if he's lacking, we definitely do not need to call them by names like you're dumb, you cannot do things on time and all. That's really not a solution. And it's okay. It's not the child's own. Well, I'll be talking to you on that note after a short break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the causes that cause violent behavior or a bad behavior in a child. For now, we said it could be related to their body or their mental state. Yes, brother.
So also just before we go into the other causes, I'm just giving the categories here.
Yeah.
Right? So in each category would have a number of symptoms
yeah.
or a number of diseases followed with it.
True.
So the physical body would give you a number of diseases in terms of bad behavior.
Yeah.
The intellectual capacity will give you a number of bad behavior.
Yeah.
So also keep that in mind. So we're just giving you the headlines, and obviously there are more to each one of them. There's like a massive topic
yeah.
that sits behind it. The other cause that causes kids to behave in a bad way is their mental state in terms of their own personality. For example,
mm-hmm.
fear will play a big factor in the child's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Being unstable, lack of security if the child doesn't feel secure in the house
mm-hmm.
Due to the family issues or what have you. These kind of things, so anything on a personal level to a child,
yeah.
it would make him behave in a certain manner. So there's children mm-hmm. who have a lot of fear of the darkness, for example,
mm-hmm.
a fear of being alone. I mean, even they themselves, they are problems to begin with. But if a child has these things,
mm-hmm.
Part of his personality,
yeah.
then definitely that will make him behave in ways that we will not be happy with.
Yes.
So this is also a category that we need to pay attention to.
Yes.
Also, when it comes to his emotional state,
okay.
the child emotional state, in terms of love, being wanted, belonging to a family, being respected, or being degraded or being cursed or whatever, be it good or bad,
mm-hmm.
that we do for the child will affect his behavior. So also we need to make sure that emotionally the child has all the things that he needs. If he doesn't, then it's going to be a problem. Also in terms of when we look at his moral conduct,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to at least even with himself, whether he has self-trust,
mm-hmm.
he has self-confidence, how he interacts with other people, how he interacts with his parents, with his siblings, with kids of his own age.
Mm-hmm.
All these moral conducts could be a cause to child's bad behavior that we need to understand.
To understand. So we categorize today the behaviors into the physical, the mental behavior, the emotional state, behavior, and the moral conduct. In the body behavior, you said that if a body is sick, if a body is weak, if a nutrition is lacking, it could result in a bad behavior. And in mental state, you said that if a child is lacking certain kind of capacity to process things in his brain, that could lead into a bad behavior. And in mental state, you also said there could be fear of darkness, fear of loneliness, feeling unsafe. And that was in terms of mental state. And in emotional state, the way people love him, the way people respect him or degrade him, and moral conduct, self-trust, and the way of interaction. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.